Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about healing your inner child and what that looks like, in my opinion. So, if we think back to growing up and what that was like and all those years that have passed by up until now, we are not those same people, but we are at the same time. We are still the 2-year-old that was excited about a new toy, or we're that 16-year-old that got their heart broken for the first time. And we are those people because we still have those memories. And sometimes we're still those people because we let those experiences still affect us. And what makes us not those people anymore is pretty much the healed version of ourselves. So with us healing our inner child and choosing to release those emotions, or even just giving ourselves the things that we didn't have as a child, we're able to grow into who we are more in the present. So, what my example, I guess, would be of what I might have dealt with as a kid would be a sense of not belonging, or a sense of feeling disconnected because of me being different, or me not being surrounded more by the type of people that related to me. So as an adult, I still find myself in those situations where there's a sense of, I wouldn't necessarily say like an identity crisis type situation, but more of a lack of direction because I didn't have that embedded in me at a younger age or in different phases of my life. So as I got older, those problems got older with me. They just grew in age with me, and they didn't actually remove themselves. They just kind of developed and poured into other spaces of my life. So with that, I'm having to learn now that I needed to give myself certain things as a child for me to not look for those things in other people or in other situations as an adult. And some people might not, you know, have to deal with that, and that's wonderful, that's fine. They might be in a different headspace in their life, and they may be able to, or they might have been able to develop the sense of self at a different age than me. So having certain conversations with people that have had different walks of life or different experiences really opens your eyes to see how life has affected people differently, and to also tell yourself, like, hey, you're not the only person going through stuff. There are some people that are way further along than us, and there's some people that might not be at the same place in their lives, and we might need to help those people get to a certain point. But if we didn't experience those things that happened in our childhood, or that might have happened in different phases of our life, we wouldn't know how to help other people that could be stuck, or we might not be the people that we are today. And I used to feel like a lot of the experiences I dealt with was for no reason. Like, I could have learn this lesson a different way, but if I learned it a different way, I probably wouldn't have had the same outcome that I have right now. So healing your inner child is really a sense of therapy too. So an example of that would be, as a child, your parents might not have been able to afford everything that you needed or that you wanted, or you had everything you needed but not everything that you wanted. So as an adult, you might splurge on money, splurge with money on everything that you want because you never had that. You weren't able to experience that or be given that. So now you're learning to give yourself that. But there could be a level of overindulging in those things because you're still trying to fill that void from years ago in order to be able to feel like that's healing yourself, which, I mean, there's a difference between improving a situation and prolonging the outcome of it or the potential healed version of it, really. And I say that because, yeah, you could give yourself all these nice things and stuff to make yourself feel better, but all of those things are temporary if you haven't found what the rooted issue is internally. All the stuff that's on the outside is not coming with you, and there's always gonna be the sense of, okay, what's next? Okay, what's next? I need more, because you're empty and you're still putting a Band-Aid over an unhealed wound, and you're having to constantly change that Band-Aid instead of ripping the Band-Aid off and allowing it to heal properly. So digging deeper into why this affects me, why do I feel like I need these things, what is it about having these new things that make me feel better, what is it about not having these things that make me feel less than or make me feel unloved or uncared for, and paying attention to a lot of the things that we bury with not just materialistic things, but really any type of distraction, just to be able to say that we're okay on the outside. A lot of the times, we might want to distract ourselves with friendships as well, or relationships with people, because we're able to connect with other people more than we're able to connect with ourselves. And for some reason, being alone drives us crazy because we don't have a choice but to pay attention to ourselves. We don't have a choice but to listen to our mind wander and our thoughts racing about all this unhealed trauma that we might have dealt with. And the distractions help us to give us a sense of self, but overall, there's a lot of work that has to be done, and a lot of the times that work has to be done alone, because I don't mean to be harsh, but we came in this world alone and we're gonna leave alone, and with that we have to be able to lean on ourselves and give ourselves those things that we might expect other people to give us, and that could come from the lack of nurturing or necessary care as a child. So we jump at the opportunity of anything that looks like love because it makes us feel better and it gives us that missing sense of nurturing that we didn't have. But once we really, all of this stems from us not looking for other people to give us these things, but for us to give these things to ourselves, because we are the only ones that are able to do that. We can't look to other people for our happiness or hold people to a certain standard if we don't even do that for ourselves. And that little kid that always wanted the nicest shoes and the nicest hairstyles and to travel here and to do that, they're still going to be there, but they would love it if we experience those things as the healed version of ourselves, because it's going to bring such a different level of happiness and a different level of self-worth and satisfaction that we wouldn't be able to experience if we brought the unhealed version of ourselves everywhere we went into all these new places in our life. And over the years, we're still carrying a lot of burdens and weight and resentment towards people that don't even remember us or really don't care. And that's harsh, but it's true. We care too much about the things that really don't matter, and sometimes we just don't pay attention to the things that do. And I'm speaking for myself as well, because I found myself a lot of the times running from things. If I'm uncomfortable, I would remove myself before I would deal with my emotions. And I'm able to speak on this now because I'm not in that place anymore. It's not to say that I'm completely healed from it, but I am working towards it. But for the most part, I had to learn that I was running because of fear of confrontation or fear of the outcome. What if this doesn't turn out good? Okay, what if it does? What if things actually did go the way that they needed to go? What if you didn't stop the things that you needed to continue in order to get yourself to a certain point? You don't even know how far along you could have been if you would have just kept going. But for some reason, the sense of, not even the sense of hard work, but the sense of the unknown, or just feeling like I shouldn't have to go through so much just to get to a certain point, I guess. I haven't really dissected that completely, so I'm still figuring that out, where it stems from. But for the most part, I have learned that seeing things through for what they are, not holding expectations to stuff all the time, because to me, expectations is you telling the world this is what it's going to be or else. And if it doesn't turn out that way, you're kind of setting yourself up for disappointment versus going into situations and environments and experiences open-minded and allowing them to be what they are and taking those lessons from them and applying them to new experiences. Because everything's not going to be perfect, but and it's not meant to be, but it's about what you're choosing to take from all of those experiences and how you're choosing to apply them to your life. But overall, we have to be our own hero with a lot of situations, and healing your inner child is healing the pieces of yourself that you might have neglected over the years. And it's going to take time, and it's going to be tough. It's not meant to be easy, and growth was never meant to be comfortable, but it is always necessary. And you're not going to regret ever putting time and effort and energy into your own personal growth. But that's all I have for today. I hope everyone has a wonderful day, and I really hope that this touches someone and helps someone to not feel alone in these experiences. Yeah, have a wonderful day. Bye.